She's a real pain in the... Welcome to the Pain in My Cast podcast with yours truly, Cassandra Jean. Okay, so I recently just had surgery 6 weeks ago, and I feel like I'm starting to get on my A game since having the surgery. For those of you that don't know, I had back surgery, so I'm basically 27 going on 75. It's really all irrelevant, like no one can relate to the pain that you're going through. But I feel like the past year and a half have been hard for me trying to deal with the pain from both physically and emotionally that I've gone through with my breakup. And like I said, I'm 6 weeks out, I'm on the up and up, and I'm starting to feel like a bad bitch again. But I think something that is really stuck out to me is that bad bitches can have sad days too. There's recently a song called Anxiety that came out by Megan Thee Stallion. And I don't know why, but I really related to it. Like, I love Megan Thee Stallion. I think she's so powerful and really a beacon of what being a bad bitch is. And the fact that she, like, came out and, like, talked about, like, you know, you can be a bad bitch and still have sad days, too. And sometimes it takes time to come back to yourself is really powerful. And, you know, I'm starting to really work on my podcast and growing in my corporate career. And there's some days where I feel like I'm really capable and I can do it. And then there's other days where I just want to crawl up in a corner and not leave my apartment. And I think people wouldn't know that from looking at me. I think sometimes I'm good at like shooting the shit and putting on a front and acting like everything's okay. I don't let people see me in sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on when I'm out in public. You know, I try to hold it together. And with social media, I think it makes it pretty easy. So, you know, I just wanted to be vulnerable and kind of talk about my struggle with that. Because it's not one dimensional. Like, you're not always gonna feel good about yourself and be confident in yourself, but the one thing you can be is consistent. And that's what I'm trying to remind myself every day. You know, it's hard. I think I'm 27. I just had major surgery. I just got a promotion at my career, which I'm so proud of. And then I'm so passionate about this podcast, which is amazing, but you know, you can't always be on. And when I'm sad, it's hard to get myself out of that place. I think especially being in my 20s, I'm 27, and your 20s can be kind of a lonely time. I know for myself, they have been. When you're in a relationship and you have a partner, I think it's easy to stay motivated, especially if you have a good partner. You know, when you have that person that you can go home to at the end of the day and tell you, you know, that you're doing a good job and they see that potential in you, it really helps you to keep going. For myself, I go home and it's me. And I just have to keep reminding myself, like, okay, I've got this, I can do it. And that takes a lot. It's very lonely. It's very isolating. But granted, I would never want to be with anyone that couldn't give me the things I deserve. So I try my best to give that to myself. But whenever I'm having a bad day, or I feel sad, there's certain things that I do to make myself feel better. You know, so I'll every day I pretty much go on a walk outside. I walk the trail. So I literally walk like 4 miles every day, as crazy as it sounds. But I think when you're like out there, out in nature, it helps you get into your head and you can kind of just like listen to music, listen to a podcast, kind of work through your inner thoughts. And I know for me, it always makes me feel amazing. I would say the second thing you could do would be like to go and work out. That's been a little bit hard for me with my back and kind of struggling with the surgery that I just went through. But endorphins are major. Not only do I think working out makes you feel good, I think it makes you feel sexier. Like, I know for me, it definitely brings up my sex drive, which feels good. So there's so many benefits to, you know, working out, going on walks. All of these self-care things are things that are going to help you when you're feeling like a sad bitch. And, you know, at the time, it's hard to remember how to get back to being a bad bitch, but there's little tips and tricks that you can use. For me, I'm working like remotely right now for my corporate job, and it's tough because it's so easy for me to just sit at home in my sweatpants, not put makeup on, and not making the effort into myself that I owe myself to show up every day. So, you know, it's like one of those things where if you haven't worn makeup for a long time and then you go and finally put makeup on and you're like, yes, bitch, I'm back. Like, I feel good again. So just waking up and trying and putting in the effort for yourself, I think that is, you know, monumental. Another thing is, I would say, you know, like trying to be around your friends and make sure that you're surrounding yourself with the right people, which sounds easy enough. But I know for myself, when I'm sad, I kind of isolate, I guess, to self-soothe. So it's just making sure that you have those friends that know what you're going through, you know, and help pull you out. I know for me, like my best friend, Jamie, like she'll come grab me from my apartment, take me to go get drinks, take me to dinner. And I really need that because when I'm sad, I don't want to go anywhere, you know, and I don't think being in a bar or being like, you know, at West 6th Street, if you're in Austin or any of the bars, is going to make me feel better. Honestly, like I get a little manic if I'm drinking on top of my sadness. So it's like surrounding yourself with the right people, for sure. And, you know, going back to Megan Thee Stallion's song, like, I think so many people are struggling with anxiety, feeling isolated, feeling alone. Not only do I think the pandemic has shifted things in so many ways, you know, I think it's unfortunate that ever happened because we are more isolated than we've ever been. But, you know, social media for sure is a huge factor that makes it feel like you have all these friends and you can just tap and go to their page in an instant and look at their story and see what's going on in their life. And it feels like you're involved in a part of it and that's your friend. And, you know, maybe that's almost like the metaverse in a sense because we're just tap, tap, tap through life, which is, you know, that's not what you want. You want to be doing things with your friends instead of working all day like a 9-to-5, going home, watching Netflix, scrolling TikTok, scrolling Instagram. Like, you're not actually living your life when you're doing that. And I think that comparison is a huge, huge source of stealing your joy and making you sad. Like, if you were traveling around and doing all these activities and not sitting there on your phone, I don't think that you would be as sad. But it's getting you yourself to like a point where you're not so low anymore that you can get out and like start to function and do those things again. So, and like I said earlier, your 20s are hard, but you can make the most of them. You know, a lot of times I used to look at my life as kind of like a dress rehearsal because I was always like waiting for this like Prince Charming guy to come along or, you know, my future husband because I was like, I want to have kids. I want to build a family. I want to have a house that we buy together. And I can't just sit around in my 20s being sad and waiting for A, someone to come and save me, or B, you know, the point in my life where everything's perfect and on and popping or whatever, because this is my life right now in the present. So just being aware of that. And I think being a woman who does struggle with like mental illness and depression and sometimes feeling very isolated and feeling very alone. I don't know. It's interesting because I'm gonna laugh at myself. Ah! Okay, so anyway, being a woman who's struggled with, you know, mental illness and feeling alone and different things, I think people looking at me wouldn't realize that so much. And I think that's what's hard too, because no one would suspect that I was struggling with these things. So I've had to do a lot of internal work and self-care, just to help myself kind of process when I'm sad. I know a thing for me is like I try to wake up early every day, and there's a line that I always use on dating apps, and it's sunrise or sunset. So I'm basically asking someone if they like sunrise or sunset better. And for me, I've always liked sunrise better. I think sunrise for the meaning. You know, if you have a bad day, you can always go to bed and then you wake up the next day and you can start all over. And I think there's something really beautiful and profound to that. And then obviously, sunset is just for the views. So, you know, definitely a sunset is nice, but sunrise has all the meaning. So, yeah. But, you know, there's different things I do. When I wake up early, I try to journal and write like the six things that I want to get done for the day. So I'll just like go down the list and start checking those off. And this is like a process I developed when I was at like one of the lowest points in my life. Because I was like, if I can just track a few things that I need to get done and then accomplish them, that is so major. So I do that every day. I'm always listening to music. I think music makes you feel less lonely for sure. And, you know, there's been times where I've like gone through a breakup or I've been sad, and I'll put some like sad breakup music on, and it just doesn't hit right. I don't think listening to sad music when you're sad is the move. So for me, it's always been like very ghetto, trap rap, hip hop, like Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Lil Uzi Vert, like all that shit just like hypes me up and makes me feel so much better. So, you know, there's moments of sadness in life, but it's like a wave. You know, 1 month you could be having like the best month ever. Like I could be knocking it out of the park, you know, doing all these podcast episodes and accomplishing all the things that I want to accomplish. And then the next month could not be as good, but you have to remember that there's always going to be bad times, sad times in life, and then there's going to be good times in life. And I think, you know, if we didn't have these sad times, then how would we even know what it felt like to enjoy the good times? So, I think that's a huge, huge thing to remember. And, you know, we don't want to live our life as the dress rehearsal. We want to live it to its fullest. So I think like the main point that I'm trying to make is it's okay to be sad and be a bad bitch and be confident in yourself and have these moments of like, yes, I'm on top of the world. Like I'm crushing it at work. I'm crushing it with my workouts. Like filling that motivation and drive and happiness within yourself. And, you know, I think it's not one-sided. So, you know, it's okay to be sad, but this is so hard. I think the thing to remember is that not everything is always as it appears. Just because someone you look up to or look at is someone who's very confident and capable, it doesn't mean that they don't struggle. Not everyone is on all the time. And I think it's important to remember that and not be so hard on yourself and just really appreciate the days where you do show up and you're like, yes, I'm a bad bitch. I can conquer this. I am capable of this. And then be okay with those moments of slowness. So I hope you get a little bit of takeaway from that. But I just wanted to remind you that it's okay that you have a sad day because bad bitches have sad days too.